Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 171. More WBS fun. I've got my right-hand man, Mr. Alex DePonte.
What is up, guys?
I believe Miss Megan Suss is coming in the building right now. She is running to get here. She was too busy vaping outside. Bad girl.
Oh, my God.
Very naughty. Very upset with her because she should not be doing that stuff and things. But she was eating her breakfast and puffing a little puffer outside. And that is very frowned upon in the Grindhouse Radio Studios.
Her microphone is on, so she can join in at any time, in any moment.
Yes.
Your headphones should also be actually set good, so you should be fine.
And there she is. Hello.
Hello. I am here now. So sorry.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence, Ms. Megan.
Honestly, perfect timing.
Miss Meggles, Miss
How was your
Sus.
Birthday?
My birthday was wonderful.
Right.
Alex didn't even bother wishing me a happy birthday.
Oh,
happy belated
no.
birthday.
He came in, he did not wish me anything. He did not call me, he did not write, he did not post. I am very upset with Alex, but that is besides the point.
I forgot that I had band practice yesterday. I got a call from my bandmates, and they were like, hey, where are you?
Oh. We're bowling.
Like, I was like, we're bowling. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Very upset with you.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's why I'm giving you the snub this morning.
I forgot two things.
If you haven't noticed, I'm very upset with you.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, you're one of my closest people, and
I'm
you didn't even wish me a happy birthday.
I'm not on Facebook.
Your girlfriend knew it was my birthday.
She's on Facebook.
She wished me a happy birthday.
Because she didn't know. She saw it on Facebook.
Okay, well, it doesn't make a difference. I'm very upset.
But you know
you.
What? I can't even say that because you actually know my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know who?
You're
you know,
in my phone. I have you saved in my calendar.
Tom and Kim always wish me happy birthday on the wrong day.
You have two birthdays.
Well, because you have the two birthdays, your fake one on Facebook.
Yep.
And then your actual one. And I always, just to be sure that I didn't screw something up, wish you a second happy birthday just in case.
Everyone wishes me.
You want to know why? Because I don't want. Because I forget that he did that stupid thing on Facebook, and then I'm like, did I put it in my system? In my thing wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Nobody wishes me a happy birthday on my actual birthday. Very few people wish me an
but
actual
I do.
Happy birthday. You do. You're one of the few people that do.
You walked into the studio and didn't even be like, Brim, happy birthday.
I was like,
wow.
All right, so you know what? I'll put it in my phone when we leave.
Yeah, okay, a year from now.
And then a year from now, I'll remember.
Maybe you'll forget about it. But
I won't forget about it.
Okay.
It'll be in my phone.
It's all right. Anyway, Within Brim Skin brought to you by, you're being snubbed, by the way, and shunned. Within Brim Skin brought to you by Manatail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
And, my right hand is now my left pinky toe. Mr. Alex DePonte.
Yeah.
Well, listen, maybe you don't care, but I care. I'm very insulted.
I'm sorry.
But are you sorry?
I
don't think you are. I think you don't give a damn. You're like, well, I don't give a shit.
I have to put it in my phone. I apologize. If I would have known that it was your birthday, I would have wished you happy birthday, and I would have got a gift for you.
I don't even care about a gift. I just care about the words, the simple words like, hey, Brim, happy birthday, man. I'm thinking of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was your birthday until this
Thousands of people wished me happy birthday, and my own
That's because they went online and Facebook reminded them that it's your birthday. They didn't actually remember the day that it's your birthday. See, before
you're minimizing people's memories.
I am,
here.
Because before Facebook, you had to remember when people's birthday was.
That's still hard.
It's true. I give you that. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really not the case. A lot of people do remember my birthday.
I cheated. Well, I used Facebook.
That too, but a lot but a lot of people cheat.
Hold on, Alex. But Megan. Okay.
I can't really say that because you don't cheat. But
listen, Miss Us. I want to just say something. How long have you and I known each other?
4 months.
Four months, maybe a little longer. Okay. Yeah. In person. We knew each other a little bit longer on internet.
Yeah.
Right? But Alex and I have known each other for about, what, 5 years now?
Yeah, something
like
that.
Oh, my God.
4 years, five years, something like that?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was way before the pandemic.
It was, I'm trying to think, 2017.
Okay. So think about that now. There's no, even Mo wished me a happy birthday.
That's because all of them are on Facebook and go online. I did not even touch, I don't touch Facebook at all. At all.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I need to do what you do and put it in my phone, in my calendar, because otherwise I'm never going to remember. I apologize. I'm just not going to.
I forgive you. I release you. There you go. Happy?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be happy until I go outside and put it in my phone.
Which you're going to forget about. I know you.
So I'll do it.
I know
it.
You are totally going to forget to even put. You're going to see. The second we move off this conversation.
I'm
going to
make it an ad. I'm going to make it a bit in the next segment.
The moment. Wait, hold on a bit. Your phone is in the car?
My phone's in
the car.
That's
even worse.
I'm going to make it a bit in the next segment.
You're going to make it a bit in the next segment.
Yeah. I am. That's going to happen.
Listen,
that way I don't forget anymore.
Do you understand? Like, it's like, you know, Kim and Tom, they remembered it was my birthday. Oh, yeah. Dana remembered it was my birthday.
Well, Kim and Tom have been around you longer.
Well, okay. Yeah, but not much longer. Well, yeah. I mean, a few years younger.
A few years longer.
But
and
still,
also, you started the podcast. It's a little bit of a different connection there.
But it's, wow. I work with you the most.
I know you do, but they're owners of the company with you.
Yes, but I work with you, like, with everything else.
It's still
you're minimizing our relationship
I'm
right
not
now.
Minimizing.
Are you guys breaking up?
No, I can't break up with him. I need
I'm
him
I'm minimizing
birthday. Just kidding.
I don't really care when people don't wish me a happy birthday on Facebook. Nobody wishes me a happy
birthday
on Facebook.
I didn't want a Facebook message. I wanted a text or a message online going, or a call being like, hey, Brim, just thinking about you. Happy birthday, man. That's
Listen,
all I wanted.
You missed my birthday 1 year, and I did not make a big stink about
what,
it.
What, the first year?
Yeah, probably.
And then I bought you a guitar for 1 year.
No,
I got
that
you
was Christmas. Okay. That was Christmas.
What did I get you? I got you. I always get you stuff for your birthday.
Yeah, you did get me stuff for my
Matter
birthday.
Matter of fact, I almost got you stuff from Disney this year, but I didn't bring extra bags, so I didn't bring anything back.
Well, you know what?
I thought about it.
You're
but
in the
I,
position to be able to do so.
It was funny because I didn't ask you to buy me anything.
Well, I would like
there was,
to.
There was
if,
a little
if I could,
mini,
I would.
Mini Rubik's Cube thing that I saw too.
Aww.
And I was going to totally get that for
yeah.
him. And then there was some kind of, I forgot what it was. I think it was Star Wars Rubik's Cube at Disney, like a special one.
Good thing you didn't get
but
that.
But I didn't because you don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but the mini Rubik's Cube one I was going to get, and then I'm like, I'm going to have to take it, and where am I going to put it? And I was trying to, like, I was already stuffed going
they
there.
They suck
yeah.
anyway.
Because I didn't do any of the checked bags. I kept everything, you know. So anyway, so I'm going to get off this right now, even though, you know, I could milk this for another two
oh,
segments.
Oh, it's okay. We're going to milk it in the next bit when I go outside and grab my phone.
Okay. All right.
Bam, bam, bam.
Have you guys have Netflix, right?
Yes.
Oh, she does.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, technically, she does. That means you do, too.
I never
you?
Watch Netflix with her.
Have you watched Cuphead yet?
No.
Cuphead?
Yes. Cuphead. It is so
Wait,
amazing.
Wait, what? Is it based off the game?
Yes.
Oh, my
it
God.
It is?
Yes.
They I made know what a I'm Cuphead doing later. Movie?
Where have you been? You work at a pop culture freaking radio station, and you don't know? Yes. Cuphead, it's in its second season. The second season just launched, and I finished watching
that
one.
I love the game.
Yeah. It
the
is,
game is fantastic.
It's better than the game. It is hilarious.
Oh, we need great. To watch
it. It is so good. It is so good. I absolutely love it. My new goal is to get, I mean, my goal last season was to get on the show. But what do you call it? My goal is I must be on this Cuphead show. My friend Gray Delisle's doing work on it. What do you call it? She plays Chalice. You know Chalice because you play the game.
Wow,
right?
They did. Oh my God. Man, made it an actual show. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call it? I know a couple of people on it, but I'm just such a great show. Yeah,
go
yeah.
play the game.
I love the game. I have the game too.
I want to play.
What, you haven't played the game?
No.
Oh, I thought you said. Oh, but you played.
No,
the game?
We watched the.
A lot of it, and I know like a lot about the game because like it's all hand drawn. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
So all the stuff that's in the game is in the show, and
yeah.
like a really really good stuff.
That's awesome.
The devil's hilarious. What do you call it?
I would imagine it would make a really good show. It looks exactly like old Disney cartoons.
Yeah.
So like you know it would yeah.
So much fun. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Guess what I did?
You got your phone?
I got my phone.
Yeah. Phone.
Guess what I also did?
Did you program my birthday in?
I did.
Did you name me Big Ol' Asshole?
No, I put Brim's B-Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get the right day?
It's the 22nd.
There we go. Wow.
B-Day.
All right.
Of September.
Of September? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Close enough, right?
It's close enough.
All right, cool.
That's my second birthday, like you. Like,
is it right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make sure to wish you. Actually, you know what would be really funny if I also put that one down and I wished you two birthdays a year?
Don't do that.
You sure?
Yeah, don't do that.
Why?
That takes too much brain power. I don't want you to have to.
Because
do that.
Then, like, what is it? Then you can get up there and age real quick.
I don't want to do that.
Are
I'm
you sure?
Already 48.
You could be the.
I'm already
you could
48.
Be the world record.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get older quicker. I want to go slow.
You could be like 140.
I don't want to be 100. I do. I do. But I don't want to be 140 now. I want to be 140 in another 100
years. 140
years.
Yeah.
You know, but Well, I'm not 100. No, wait.
I meant 100 years. I meant 100 years.
100 years.
Yeah. Anyways.
So,
Brim's going to be alive for another 100 years. Oh, my God.
That's insane.
That'd be awesome. I would love it.
The world is not ready for that. Another 100 years of Brim.
They got to get ready.
They better get ready, man. What? 50, 60, 70. It's like crazy because you don't know. You never know. You have no idea what when your go time is.
I saw some.
And I don't want my expiration date to be for any time.
You won't have an expiration date. People will always listen to you because you've recorded your voice on thousands of podcasts.
Yeah, but then what do you call it? Eventually that goes away. You know what I mean? Unless it keeps going, unless you keep the thing moving on air, it's gone.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So, like, you know, eventually, there's always some way to archive or whatever. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Although I am out there in
you're out
many
there
in
everything.
Ways, but still, you know, it's freaky, man. That's the one thing I don't like. That's one thing I fear, man.
Expiration date. Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah,
I don't like thinking about any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
So since you didn't watch Cuphead, I'm assuming you didn't watch She-Hulk either, right?
No.
She-Hulk was amazing. Yes.
The Rise of the She-Hulk.
You didn't watch She-Hulk. What do you call it? And I'm sure you didn't watch Only Murders in the Building.
Nope.
Which you would absolutely love because you both like that murder mystery crap, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Okay. So Only Murders in the Building is Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. Okay. And a whole slew of guest stars. And it is such a freaking amazing show.
What's it called?
Only Murders in the Building. It's on Hulu. So if you don't have Hulu, you could probably get a version or
I could find it.
Find it, yeah. If you watch this show, I guarantee you, you're gonna call me or at the next time we see each other, you're gonna be like, "Oh my God, we binged it. This was amazing."
Only Murders in the Building.
Yes, Only Murders in the Building.
It sounds good.
It is such a great show. Do you like Steve Martin and Martin Short or no?
Steve Martin. I don't know who Martin Short is.
He's the one who's always with Steve Martin. He's the little guy.
Oh, okay.
You know Martin Short. See, you guys are younger. Well, not Alex. He's old. But, you know, you're younger.
Yeah.
But Steve Martin and Martin Short are like the comedy duo for years. Mm-hmm. You know, they did, you know, Three Amigos together and, you know, all these other ones. And
The Father of the Bride.
Wait, was it Three Amigos? Yeah,
they were Santa Claus Three. He's in the Santa Claus Three. He's the Frost guy?
He's the Frost. But he's been, Three Amigos. He's been in everything, man. So, but they're old school.
He was in Clifford.
So they're old school. But they've been around for so long, and they are so freaking ridiculous funny together. I mean, so there's a lot of serious and a lot of funny. And a lot of like crazy, crazy stuff in that show.
He's the robot from Treasure Planet.
Oh,
he's
my
Ben.
God.
I've lost my mind.
Oh, no.
I love him. He's my favorite. This is one of my favorite movies. You don't understand. This is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah?
I love this movie.
And you had no idea who he was.
No, I had no idea.
Wow. Well, that's who he is. Anyway, so he's one of the leads. So, you know, and like I said, there's a ton of people in this show. Like, I mean, Sting is in the first season. What do you call it? Like, oh my God, Tina Fey is in both seasons.
Okay.
I know who Sting is.
You know who Tina Fey is.
Yeah.
You guarantee you know who Tina Fey is. But huge, huge amount of freaking people in it. Really, really good show. Really good show. I guarantee you, if you sit and watch it, you're going to go, "Oh my God, Brim was right." You know, we were going to watch it a second time, but we got too busy and we couldn't do it. And we had other things to watch.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh.
What? Oh, you don't know her from Saturday Night Live where she's, you know, derived
from. Oh, SNL?
From, yeah.
No, I don't watch SNL.
Okay. But she's, yeah. She's
My
been
parents
in,
do, though.
She's been in a million things, Tina Fey. What do you call it?
She's an amazing actress.
She's been around for a while and she's funny. So, anyway, that being said, I suggest watching that. And, She-Hulk is a great show. If you're not a comic fan, if you're not a Marvel fan, you'd probably still like the She-Hulk show because it's just that kind of fun show. Let's see. What else was I going to talk about? The new Walking Dead, I'm sure you guys didn't watch that, Tales from the Walking Dead.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But we did finish House.
Yes, we did.
Who the hell wants to watch House?
We did.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You didn't watch any good shows that I told you to watch, but you watch House.
House is a good show.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
We loved it. It was great.
Killing me.
Eight seasons.
Yeah, all 8 seasons.
You're too young to like House.
No, absolutely not. What?
That's because you have two birthdays.
It's like a murder. He's actually 50.
Older than me.
I'm 50.
Have you guys ever watched Monk?
No.
Oh, actually, Monk? I've seen a few little bits of it. It's funny.
You would really like Monk, and you'd probably enjoy it too.
Monk, he's very weird. And off, but it's in a great way, kind of like Pee-wee, but not as extreme.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't go there. Monk he's one of those guys that has like a disorder where, you know, like everything has to be like done a certain way.
Yeah,
you know, but he's a detective, but you know he is. Because he's so, like, everything has to be a certain way, he's very good at what he does.
That's cool.
So, you know, like, that's another show that if you liked House.
Yes, she would like Monk.
You'd like Monk.
You'd like Monk.
And what do you call it? The other one of my favorites is Psych. Have you seen Psych?
No, but I've heard of it.
Psych is so damn good.
Also watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes, Really? Fully into it, yeah.
The psychic detective, but he's not really psychic.
Yep.
He's, what do you call it? He's got what Alex has. He just doesn't use it. The photographic memory.
Oh.
You don't have a photographic memory?
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. I give you more credit than than I should be.
I have
Alex isn't as smart as I thought.
I have perfect pitch. But I haven't trained it.
Yeah, there you go.
I can pull notes. Like, I know that I can sing an F sharp. Like, just as the name.
Secret word is
F sharp.
Really? Why?
Just because.
Okay. Fair enough. We're never gonna say that.
Why? I think it's an F sharp joke.
There we go. Okay. Well, since you said it.
Cool.
And since I forgot to do the secret
that works. I should have said D. We would use that a lot more.
Yeah, I should have said, Brim's birthday, and then you would have just forgotten anyway. Zinger, zinger, zinger.
F.
Oh, my God.
Sharp.
F sharp. Okay. I can tell you are so not awake right now, Mac.
I'm not. I don't know what happened.
she's like, God damn it, Brim. I can't stand being
here. Yeah, no, she's not awake.
I gotta see your stupid self. I've been seeing this stupid freaking videos. So, guys, Megan's working on stuff for the Grindhouse. She's been working on these videos for us. And what do you call it? We're just trying to get, like, the special sauce to make sure it's perfect, you know, before she continues to go through all of them. And I am such a loser that I keep forgetting to send her the stuff that I'm supposed to send. So it's my fault, and I'm just saying. But she's doing a very good job.
Yay.
Thank you so much. So, but my
They're
point
terrible.
Is... My
what?
Point is, she's absolutely sick of me already. And she's
no,
like...
she's just tired. I woke her up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I was like, hey, babe, get ready for the train. And she was like,
And
ghost.
Then I took a nap in the car.
She was like, screw off. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go shower now. And she's like, leave me alone. Go die. And I'm like,
really?
Okay.
Did you say all that?
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't think I could see her saying anything like that. She's too, like, sweet and nice and like.
Oh, she was.
Oh, thank you.
She was pretty nasty this morning.
I'm not nice before I have coffee.
Oh, well, then maybe that's
She was not nice. We need to take a commercial break, though.
Let's just take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land. For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations. Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
Hey, hello, babe.
Oh, what, with me?
Yeah,
hello.
Yes, oh. You.
Hi, what's up, guys?
You're fired!
No!
We're keeping it.
Jesus Christ.
That's staying.
Oh, my Lord. You would think that she's been here long enough to know.
I'm going to put the Jeopardy theme in the beginning of that.
Oh, my God.
Ding, 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 ding. What do you call it? Florida. Yeah, crazy time. Since we didn't talk about it, because we, pre-recorded the last three shows. You did put them up, right?
No.
Listen, this is you. I'm pretty sure I saw them pop up.
They all went up. Okay, they all went up.
What do you call it? That being said, so I was in Florida, went to West Palm in Orlando, and saw a lot of really, really good people out there that I know. We visited our friends over at So-So Cafe, which is in West Palm Beach. Fantastic food.
How was it?
Fantastic food. No, actually, absolutely delicious. My buddy Cornelius, Chef Cornelius Singletary, who worked was originally at Kapow, my favorite place in West Palm and Boca. What do you call it? Kapow Noodle Bar.
I mean, I've never been there, but yeah. But you've heard about it. I've heard about it.
Yeah. So what do you call it? So, Chef Singletary, who was at Kapow, went over to So-So
Kapow.
With two other guys that had originally been at Kapow also.
Ka-chow.
So they're over there, and they're doing an amazing job. The food is ridiculous. I have eaten two forms of Brussels sprouts that I've actually enjoyed, and one of them came from So-So, the other one came from Kapow, and the one chef is, involved with both.
Brim doesn't like his vegetables.
I understand. I don't do the Brussels sprout thing. I've never liked Brussels sprouts.
I'm not going to lie. I've never had Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, these, if you had these, you'd be like, oh, yum, yum, yum. So good.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah,
oh,
they're normally nasty.
I cannot do, if they're done right, they're okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do asparagus if I don't have to.
Oh, I love asparagus.
Yeah, and that makes your piss smell for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, it's so good.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, you're awful.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
No, it's not, actually.
Anyway.
It's delicious. It's like broccoli.
Yeah, no.
You don't like broccoli either.
No, it's just as bad as an F sharp.
Oh, we like broccoli here.
See?
Ooh.
She likes broccoli. Ah.
I like broccoli. Broccoli's good.
No, you just said you don't.
I like broccoli. I like cauliflower. I like all that stuff.
Spinach?
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Cheesy broccoli.
Yeah, so anyway, so I did. I visited Kapow again, over in West Palm. What sucks is that I was supposed to do their grand opening in Boca because they moved over to Boca Raton. They had a small spot.
Okay.
And now they're in a real big spot. And I'm pissed because it was supposed to be on the Friday, but they wound up having to postpone because, I guess all the
weather?
No, I don't know. All the state
crazy schedule
crap.
Stuff?
No, the state crap. Like, they have to approve everything.
They need to get approval. Yeah. The state needs to be like, you're okay to open.
It was either that or the liquor license. One of those things, that takes forever in a day.
Liquor license takes forever in a day. It was probably that.
So, anyway, fact of the matter is they weren't open yet, but they are opening soon if they haven't opened already. And I did go visit them at their West Palm. Amazing as always. I also visited my friends over at Hard Rock Cafe. I know you guys would enjoy that.
I love Hard Rock Cafe.
I've been there before.
So, I've also been there before.
Ooh. So they were kind enough to take care of the fam and I, over in Orlando. Absolutely love them over there. And the crew has changed over a lot. Since the last time I was there, too.
We have one on the island, don't we?
No, we have one in Manhattan.
It's
in Manhattan.
It's in Manhattan. It's not here on the island.
Gotcha.
And I used to know everybody at that one, too. Matter of fact, that's where I did, a ton of red carpets. What do you call it? I did the Rolling Stone red carpet there when I was with Kim Kardashian. Remember the whole, how do you know Kim Kardashian thing? That's where I met her. What do you call it? Did Eddie Trunk's birthday there, where we watched Judas Priest, where a private show, Judas Priest. You know what I'm saying? Crazy
That's
things.
Insane.
Yeah.
So Hard Rock Cafe, shout out to my friends in Orlando. I visited my friends over at Lion Country Safari. You're going to love this. Have you guys been to Safari? You had to have been to Safari at least once.
No.
Even Great Adventure, the Great Adventure Safari, where you drive your car through and all the animals are all around you walking freely?
Tyler went to that. I did not go to that.
Okay. When you drive in, the first thing you see is big signs. And common sense says, what do you think the signs would be?
Don't touch the animals.
That's one.
Yeah, don't feed the animals.
That's another.
Yeah.
Don't open the window.
Don't stick your hand out the window.
And what's the most important one? Don't get out of the car.
Yep.
So we're there. They had the tickets waiting for me and everything. I went in, said hello to all of them. Then I got back in the car. We're in two cars because we wouldn't all fit in one of my father has and my stepmother have little sports cars. Okay.
Gotcha.
And what do you call it? And so we wound up going into, oh my God, that is insane.
What do you do in that case?
I freaked out.
We're looking at a giraffe. He stuck his head through a car window and broke the car window.
He just wanted to say hi.
He did just want to say hi.
Anyway, so right, we were going in. And there was, we went right through the gates, and I start driving up, and then, my father pulls to the side of me, right? And as he pulls to the side, my stepmother, she starts rolling down the window, so the window's going down,
oh
and
my
she's
God.
Sticking her hand out the window, I'm having a hard time getting the sounds out. I'm like, you're not supposed to be opening the window. What are you doing?
And
So then she goes, oh, so she closes the window, and then she opens the door and proceeds to get out of the car.
Excuse me?
I'm going, what are you doing? You had one job. Stay in the car. Stay safe. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? Is it? Oh, I'm like, there are animals. She's like, the lions aren't over here. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I said, there's animals all over. I said, there's an ostrich right there.
She's like, oh, my God.
That's a little bird. I'm like, it's a little bird. You're 4'3". I mean, what are you talking about?
The ostrich is bigger than her.
I said, the ostrich will eat you. I mean, are you kidding me? Have you ever seen Jurassic Park? You know, so.
Honestly, their eggs are almost bigger than her. Then,
it's craziness. She's like 5 foot tall.
You can fit in those eggs.
It's like crazy. I'm like, are you out of your mind? One job. Stay in the flipping car. And she gets out of the car. I was like, are you serious?
That's terrible.
Are you serial? I couldn't believe it.
Those are the people that, like, they tell the stories about at the oh, my God, remember that lady that got eaten by the lion?
Exactly.
Yep.
No. Anyway, I was just like, ugh. Meanwhile, in the background, you know.
Yeah, the lions.
Oh, gee, I'm just going to hang out outside for a little while. Oh, the air's feeling nice. You know, nothing's going to come and get me. I'm just fine. Just throw a little butter on you. You're done.
Like South Park episode where Token goes to be is a lion. Do you remember that?
No.
I think possibly.
Yeah, he joins the lions, and then they're like, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They start talking to him.
That's crazy. Anyway, so that was that. You know, we did Universal. We did Islands
That's
Adventure.
Good.
And then we did Disney stuff. And did a whole bunch of stuff there. And huge shout out to Jelly from over at Disney, who took good care of us and brought
Jelly.
Us around to a couple of different attractions to make sure we were taken care of. There was a couple of occasions where I got recognized, and it kind of killed the day for us a little bit. But that's okay, because, you know, they made sure that we were all right.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's going to happen with you.
You know why it happened?
Don't travel with Brim.
You know why it happened more?
Why?
Because the billboards were all around Orlando. Or did you not see that either?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Is it on Facebook?
No. And on Instagram and
Twitter.
Well,
I'm banned on Instagram.
Again?
No, I never got it back.
I can still tag you. You're obviously there.
Well, my phone.
Did you get your Instagram back yet?
No, I did not. I keep trying. I don't know what's going on.
My phone number is banned on Instagram. I can log on to Instagram from my laptop. That's allowed, but they banned my phone number.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll show them to you then. But we were all over the billboards. Grindhouse is all over billboards in
really?
Orlando. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to be in New York City and New Jersey and Atlanta within the next week or so.
That's awesome.
One of them being the Times Square. What do you call it? The biggest
one.
Oh,
my God.
Square.
That's going to be
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's going to be sick.
Very, very cool. Psyched about that campaign. Anybody who does take a picture in front of any of our billboards and posts it and tags us so we see it, okay, we will not only repost you, but we will shout you out on air on the Grindhouse. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys check that out. Anyway, yeah, it was great time, but I have to admit, I missed you guys. Not really Alex now that he forgot my birthday,
weeks.
But, you know, it's not been 3 weeks. It's been 10 days. No, actually longer because obviously
It's been like 3 weeks.
It's
what?
No.
It feels like it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
hasn't it been like 3 weeks?
When did we record?
We recorded three weeks ago.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because we recorded three shows.
Yeah, so has it been that long?
Well, actually, it's been 2 weeks.
It's like 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we recorded on the actual day. So that day to the next one, that one to the next. So, yeah, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
1 week, 2 week. No, it's been 3 weeks. We recorded on the 2nd.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have. And then you're not going to see me for another week.
should record three shows at a time. No, I'm joking.
You're a jerk.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
F sharp. Anyway, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Please make sure you hit the Dirty Little Secrets Club also on Tuesdays. Make sure you hit the Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single Thursday night. And, you know, obviously Within Brim Skin is, Tuesdays. And as long as Alex remembers to put it out. And you like that zinger? Anyway,
I've been good.
Hit us up on social media. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.